Blog Talk Radio.
A few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Wonderful afternoon. I know I am. The weather is beautiful here in Vermont in studio. It's a lovely 56 degrees out. Wow, warm. Finally, spring's here. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know I did. It's a bit on the chilly side, but we're making up for that now. Anyways, I got a great show planned for you guys. I'm going to be talking about some of Weird Al Yankovic's greatest hit, his new album, Mandatory, and from some of his earlier years, a Dare to Be Stupid album, and much more. Stay tuned to hear some of your favorite Weird Al Yankovic tunes. As I all know, I'm a fan. I don't know about you. Hopefully you are. But anyhow, later in the show, I have an all-new segment, which those of you who had heard my previous show that I did on the Eagles, I am, for every week, I'm going to be doing a segment called Movie Madness, what's hot and what's not in the box office for the week that I'm doing a show. And for that segment, I have a special guest that will be joining me every show from now on at the movie segment part. Uncle Jim will be joining us to have his tell you his insights on the movie and listen to us chat about our thoughts on the movies. Feel free to call in, and I will give you that studio number in just a minute. And if you have any requests on Weird Al, please feel free to call in. And that number is 646-668-2433. Again, that is 646-668-2433. The first two songs I have for you are off of his The Mandatory album from 2014. That's brand new. The first song is called Tacky. And that was originally performed by Pharrell Williams off of his Happy album, and then the next song we have is Foil. That song was by The Royals by Lordy, and that is also off of his Mandatory Fun album. Stay tuned.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
Because I'm packing.
If
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later.
But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve.
I never bother with
baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like
to keep all my flavors sealed in tight with aluminum foil.
Foil.
Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler.
Cooler.
Eat it when you're ready.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know
that they're finally primed for world domination.
And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. There's always someone that's watching you.
And still the government
won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control rates, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that.
I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where it had this foil line, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
There's a big conspiracy.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Anyways, I happen to like that song too myself. It's pretty catchy. But anyways, I have a new style, speaking DJ styles. I am quite stylish, I do have to say. But anyways, my board is very stylish as well. My board is been redone over the course of these couple months that I haven't done a show. But anyhow, in case you guys were wondering and why it's hard to find, it's not like it was before. It's actually quite cool. I do like it. It has a microphone and it says events and entertainment. Then it says DJ Styles Rock Out for the profile picture. And it's www.facebook.com/DJ Styles. You will find all of my shows there. Same thing as always. Everything the same, just a little bit different profile picture and background. Feel free, as I always say, feel free to check it out, share it, like it, tell your friends, whatever. I do appreciate it when you stop by. Feel free to leave any comments on what you think you would like to hear from any other shows or anything that you've liked in my shows. Share anything, whatever. But anyways, in case you were wondering, again, it looks a little bit different. Little DJ Styles Rock Out is a profile picture and a microphone in the background with little lights, in case you guys were wondering. And also, the next song you're going to hear is a Jurassic Park song that he made, which I kind of like myself. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's funny, sort of a parody of the Jurassic Park movies, you know, but I think it's kind of funny, you know. But anyways, then after that, I've got Money for Nothing of Beverly Hills, then I've got Yoda, which, speaking of Yoda, I do have to say that Star Wars Force Awakens was an excellent movie. I'll talk more about that in the Movie Madness segment. Speaking of Movie Madness section, stay tuned for Movie Madness, 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 because you might be surprised. And feel free to call in, and if you don't, if not, just sit back and rock out and have a good time. Here's Jurassic Park. Enjoy.
I recall the time they some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day.
our movie stars. Look at that, look at that.
Swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo.
Guys, that was Yoda off of the Dare to Be Stupid album released in 1985. Speaking of Yoda, he did always say, may the force be with you. Anyways, may the force be with you on this beautiful day. It's supposed to reach almost 70 here in Vermont. I don't know about where some of you are from that are listening, New York, Florida. Speaking of Florida, I would love to be in Florida. Baseball season is still, you know, getting started. But anyways, let's go Mets. Woohoo! Hopefully, we can see another win this year. Maybe we'll be going to the World Series. I hope so. But if not, oh well, we made it. There's always next year. As I always say, don't lose hope. Go Mets. Anyways, the next song that I have for you is called I Love Rocky Road. And that one was originally by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts off of her Joan Jett album. But anyhow, it's talking about ice cream instead of I Love Rock and Roll. But anyways, who doesn't love ice cream? I love ice cream. Anyways, what's your favorite kind of ice cream? My favorite kind of ice cream would have to be, I would have to say chocolate and vanilla cookie dough. Although brownie, chocolate brownie is very good too. Or Death by Chocolate. Oh my God, that is so good. I have a lot of favorites. But anyways, if I had to pick two, I would just pick chocolate and cookie dough. That's always good. Anyways, here's Canadian Idiot. That was off the Straight Outta Linwood album released in 2006. One of my favorite Weird Al Yankovic albums ever. Let me tell you why. Because that was one of the first times that I've ever heard Weird Al make a comeback. And let me tell you, wow. I wasn't really a big fan of him until I brought this album. I had to run to the store and buy it, along with Green Day's album, American Idiot. And who doesn't love American Idiot? I mean, my college, shout out to Caston University, wonderful job on the American Idiot musical. It was a wonderful show. Anyways, they were also doing that show at Broadway. Would have loved to see it. But anyways, here's Canadian Idiot. Sit back and enjoy. Rock on, everybody.
Don't wanna be a Canadian idiot. Don't wanna be some beer swill and hockey nut. And do I look like some frostbitten hose head? I never learned my alphabet from A to Z.
Crummy
teaspoon. I know what.
Rocky Road from Weird Al's album Weird Al Yankovic from 1983. Next up, we have I Want a New Duck. Oh, wait a minute. We have a caller. Just in case you guys know, that number is 646-668-2433. Again, that is 646-668-2433. In case you would like to say your thoughts about the show, or if you have a song request, I do have over 100 Weird Al songs here, and if you want me to play your favorite song, or if you just want to make a comment, feel free to call in. Hello, what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, DJ Style, this is Jim from New York. I love your new Facebook page. It looks really awesome. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I think Weird Al, I actually met Weird Al at a convention one time, and I asked him if he's really a Star Wars fan, and he said that he is. So he writes all those Star Wars songs because he's a fan.
Oh, wow. So I see you saw the new Facebook page. What do you think? Do you like the colors?
Yeah, I really like it. I think you did a great job. I like the microphone. I like the DJ Styles Flaming Rock on. If you guys haven't checked out our page, check it out. It's really nice. And I also like the This Day in Music that you put up on the Facebook page and all the Weird Al videos and the link to his fan club. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Do you have any song requests that you'd like to me to play for you?
Yeah, I do. I might be showing my age, but I bought the Weird Al Yankovic Dare to Be Stupid album on vinyl way, way, way back in the early 80s. So I'm a classic Weird Al fan. So I wanted to know if you had any of his classic music, like his take on Michael Jackson's song Fat. Do you have that?
Yes, I do. I can play it for you as soon as we get off the phone. Is there anything else, or would that be it?
No, that'll be it for now. You're doing a great job, ZZ Styles. Rock on.
All right, thank you. Next song is Fat, coming right up. All right, everybody, sit back, enjoy. Here's Fat.
Your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right, 'cause I'm the king of cellulite.
That was Fat off of Weird Al's album, Even Worse. Thank you, Jim, for making a request. If you have any more, if you're still listening, please feel free to call. And again, that number is 646-668-2433. And next up we have I Want a New Duck. So I hope you enjoy and rock on.
I want a new duck, one that won't try to bite, one that won't chew a hole in my sock, one that won't quack all night. I want a new duck, one with big web feet, one that knows how to wash my car and keep his room real neat. One that won't raid the icebox, one that'll stay in shape, one that's never gonna try to migrate or escape. With the tape. I want a new duck, a mallard I think, one that won't make a mess of my house, I'll build a nest in the bathroom sink. I want a new duck, one that won't steal a beer, one that won't stick his bill in my mail, one that knows the duck stops here. To
That was I Want a New Duck off of his album Dare to Be Stupid. Anyways, next up we have Addicted to Spuds, and that was off of his album Polka Party, released in 1986. What a great album. That was right up there with Straight Outta Lin 1. But anyways, who doesn't like Spuds? I like Spuds. I loved them as a kid, and I still like them, even though they're not real potatoes. But hey, they're pretty close to it, and they're pretty dang good. Anyways, you know, I do have to say, I'm addicted to Spuds, aren't you? Anyways, here's Addicted to Spuds, and right after that, we have Can't Touch This. Stay tuned and rock on.
Use another case of fun abuse. can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
My TV makes me so bored, makes me say, oh my lord, what is this garbage here? Wanna cover my eyes and plug my ears? It sucks, and that's no lie, it's about as much fun as watching paint dry. Lowers my IQ one notch, and that's the reason why, I can't watch. I told you, homeboy, I can't watch this. Yeah, nothing but trash, and you know, I can't watch this. Poke out my eyes, man, I can't watch this. Yo, give me that remote control.
I can't watch this.
Talking about sick shows is America's funniest home videos. I can't believe my eyes when I see the kind of stuff that wins first prize. Somebody, poor old mom falls down off the roof, lands right on the lawn, face first on a rake. I hear they got it on the 17th take. That's funny. That's a kick in the crotch. And that kind of show,
I can't watch.
Yo, I told you,
I can't watch this.
Change the channel now, man.
I can't watch this.
Yo, pass the TV guide here, sucker.
I can't watch this.
Cosby Show and Roseanne think I'm taking about as much as I can. Judge Wapner, oh my, you gotta be Rain Man like this guy. I said or something. It's alright if you like hearing yuppies whining all night. Can't stand Twin Peaks. Wish they'd lynch those donut-eating freaks. So Fiscal and Ebert bums ought to go home and just sit on their thumbs. That's word because you know
I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Break it down.
Here's how to win money back guarantee.
Removed tough things fast.
It tastes more like fresh peanuts.
They keep going and going.
Don't hate me because I do.
Could be damaged.
Our prices are insane.
Stop. Prime time.
I'm pretty sure I'll be sick if I have to watch another stupid pet trick of that guy with a real flat head that goes whoop, 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 sits in the air. Those weird talk shows about transsexual Nazi Eskimos. They're rude, crude, and vile. Just for a minute, let's flip down the dial.
Flip. Watch this.
Look, man,
I can't watch this.
I can't take this torture no more. I can't.
I can't watch this.
Pay the bill. Station break. Break it down.
Operators are standing by.
Cubic zirconium necklace.
And our fabulous swimsuit issue.
When you've got a headache this big,
read the book.
This is your brain on drugs.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Stop. Cable time.
HBO and Playboy. Showtime and MTV. I might like them more after my lobotomy. Now why did I ever pay for this junk? I hooked up 80 channels and each one stunk. Just brainless blood and guts and mindless DNA. It's awful, it's putrid, it's crummy, it's stupid. Gonna throw my fat away.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
All right, that was Can't Watch This, originally by MC Hammer in 1990, which was Can't Touch This, which also was featured in the movie Little Miss Sunshine, very funny movie if you haven't seen it. Hey, can't a man get any effing, can't a man ever get away from having chicken every night anyways? And this song by Weird Al was off of his album Off the Deep End, released in 1992, another great album. Anyways, up next we have Lost on Jeopardy and Bohemian Polka, which was a parody of Bohemian Rhapsody. Here you go. Here's Lost in Jeopardy. Rock on.
Both with a
That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
right, guys, that was Bohemian Polka, which was originally a parody of Bohemian Rhapsody. That was off Weird Al Yankovic's album Alpalooza, released in 1993. Great song, by the way. Next, we have Living with a Hernia and Smells Like Nirvana, which is off of his brand new album, The Mandatory. Hope you enjoy. Sit back and relax and rock on and stay tuned for the movie Madness segment, which is coming right up after these next few songs, so stay tuned to get to hear some of the movies that are hot in the box office, and you may be shocked because Dawn of Justice is one of them. Anyways, here is Living with a Hernia. Funny. Anyways, here it is. Rock on, guys.
Ow!
Album from 1992. The other one was off of his Polka album. And next up, we have one of my all-time favorite songs, The Saga Begins. And that was a parody of American Pie, originally written by Don McLean. When also, it was also featured in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Wow, Star Wars. Everything goes back to Star Wars. Anyways, DJ Uncle Jim will be joining me right after this for the Movie Madness section. Stay tuned. Here's Smells Like Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas and met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her.
Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
American guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
All right, now it's time for the movie Madness segment. Anyways, Uncle Jim is here. Would you like to say hi, DJ Uncle Jim?
Hey, DJ Styles. Thanks for having me on. It's a great show so far. You're doing an awesome
You're
job.
Welcome.
And I love that song. That's one of my favorite Weird Al songs. And I can tell you liked it because you were boogieing in your chair. And you were singing Maybe
Vader
Something Later,
that
Now
song.
He's Just a Small Fry. You were singing right along.
Everybody, you know, can relate to that. Of course, you know, everything goes back to Star Wars.
And, of course, that's a great song to play before the movie Madness segment, because Star Wars The Force Awakens will be available on Blu-ray and DVD next week. I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh.
I'll be picking one up. And I know one of the biggest things that people are looking for are the deleted scenes. I know there's a couple of deleted scenes. I think there's 6 or 7 deleted scenes. But the one that people are most looking forward to is the scene where Kylo Ren goes on the Millennium Falcon looking for Han Solo. And didn't make the cut for some reason, but I'm looking forward to seeing that scene myself. So I'll be picking it up. Anyways, let's jump into madness. So what's first up on our agenda here, DJ Styles?
All right, the first movie we have is Zootopia. From the largest elephant to the smallest shrew, the city of Utopia, where mammals live. Anyways, the star of the show, played by Jennifer Cowden, the little bunny called Judy Hopp. She becomes the first rabbit to join the police force. Ooh, rabbits in the police force? Anyways, she quickly learns how tough it is to enforce the law. Determined to prove herself, she jumps the opportunity to solve mysteries in the case. Unfortunately, that means working with the famous actress Jason Bateman, who played Nick Weidel, a Willy Fox who makes her job even more interesting. If there's anyone that's seen the trailer, I know I have not had a chance to see this movie yet, but I am dying to see it. And I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm not generally a big fan of children's cartoons, but I have to say I really want to see this because it's just so true and so funny. Because have you ever been to the drive-thru or anywhere where they are just so slow you just want to kill yourself? Just shoot me now. Well, anyways, that scene is so funny when she's trying to tell him the number. 1, 2, 3. And then she tells him the joke. 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyways, that is so true, especially living in Vermont. Sometimes things can be a little slow. No offense to anybody. But anyways, you know, that movie so far has made $604.9 million. And that movie was directed by Brian Howard, Richard Moore, and Jared Bush. I don't know. What are your thoughts on Zootopia, Uncle Jim?
Well, I'm really not a big animated Pixar fan either, with the exception of Shrek, which I loved. I haven't seen any of these modern-day animated movies, including Zootopia. Although, I must agree, the trailer for Zootopia looked really funny. And although this is not a movie that I would pay to see in the box office, this is definitely a movie that I would check out on home video at a later date, or maybe at the drive-in this summer, if it's still around. Who knows? But it does look funny. It does look good. It's just not the type of movie that I would spend my money on. But there is a movie currently playing. It opened up last week called Batman versus Superman. We were going to go and see it last week, but some family emergencies came up and we could not. But I do plan on seeing it this weekend coming up. Unfortunately, a lot of the critics have panned this movie. A lot of the fans aren't happy with it. This movie had a huge opening, but it had a record-breaking drop-off. It went from it $80 million opening up on Friday night all the way down to $40 million on Sunday. So that means
wow.
People ran out to see it on Friday when it opened. By the time the word spread and Sunday came along, the viewers had just tailed right off. It's making record money overseas. And I want to see the movie and judge it for myself. I'm not a huge DC fan. Actually, I'm a Marvel guy. I'm more into Captain America, Iron Man, the Avengers, that type of thing, than I am Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Although, I've heard that Ben Affleck plays an excellent, excellent Batman. I'm not too thrilled with Mr. Cavalieri's version of Superman. I didn't really care for Man of Steel. I don't like the way they portrayed Superman. And so that might detract from the movie a little bit for me. But Gal Gadot looks excellent as Wonder Woman. I'll have to see how she plays that character compared to the classic awesomeness of Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman in the Wonder Woman series in the 70s. But I'm looking forward to seeing it. How about you, DJ Styles?
Yeah, I'm a big Batman and Superman fan. You know, as Uncle Jim said, I'm not sure how it's going to go. But it's kind of funny because they had a $250 million budget, and I'm sure the director, Zack Snyder, was not expecting fans not to like the movie. But, hey, everyone has their own opinion. Just from seeing the trailer, I don't see anything wrong with it. Of course, I haven't actually seen the film, but this weekend I will be going to see that, hopefully, if nothing comes up. But anyways, it looks like a great movie, and I would encourage you to go see it if you haven't, despite what the critics are saying. According to Rotten Tomatoes, they're only giving it a 72%, which I think is rather low for a Superman versus Batman movie, but, you know, that's why they're critics. Anyways, I don't know. Any last thoughts about Batman versus Superman, Uncle Jim?
Well, I think that DC, for those of you who don't know, there's two major comic book companies, Marvel and DC. Marvel has traditionally been making the movies. DC traditionally does better on television. Right now we've got The Flash, Arrow, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl. These are all DC properties, DC comic book heroes, and they're doing phenomenally well on television. Marvel countered with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Marvel's Agent Carter. Agent Carter has already been canceled after the second season. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still going, but we'll have to see how that goes. So when you're talking about comic book heroes, DC really knows how to make a TV show, whereas Marvel does phenomenal with the movies. Like I said at the beginning of this segment, Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, these are all Marvel, Spider-Man, these are all Marvel properties, and they're some of the best movies. DC waited a long time, several years. They made Batman back in 1989. They made a slew of Batman movies. They kept Batman alive. But this is they made The Man of Steel, which I didn't really care for. I think that maybe DC was trying to jump in and steal some of Marvel's thunder because in May we have Captain America Civil War, which is where the Avengers battle each other over a superhero registration act. And I think that maybe DC thought they would steal some of Marvel's thunder by throwing out a Batman versus Superman movie right before Civil War. I don't know. It's just my opinion. But I wasn't really too psyched about Batman versus Superman because that's not really the type of thing that I want to see. So I'll let you guys know when we see it over the weekend, DJ Styles does her next show, we'll be able to talk about it for real. But right now I really don't have much to say about it other than it looks good and I want to go and see it. I had no doubt that Ben Affleck could pull off Batman. I thought that Ben Affleck did a really good job as Daredevil. Another movie that a lot of people didn't like, but I thought Ben Affleck played an excellent Daredevil. That's all I have to say, DJ Styles. I'm going to throw it back to you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Uncle Jim, for your insights on Batman versus Superman and Dawn of Justice. Next up on the list, we have 10 Cloverfield Lane. And that movie was quite interesting. I actually saw that last weekend. Uncle Jim, would you like to put in your thoughts before I say mine? Because I know you have a lot more to say than I do about this movie. And I was not expecting this movie to be that great. But anyways, any thoughts?
Yes. 10 Cloverfield Lane. First, let's start with the movie trailer. J.J. Abrams did a phenomenal job with this movie trailer because all the scenes, a lot of times when you see a movie trailer, they ruin the movie for you. Because when you're sitting there watching the movie, you're waiting for the scenes that you saw in the trailer so you know they're going to be in the movie somewhere. So you're not really surprised or shocked when something happens because you saw it in the trailer. That's not the case with Cloverfield Lane. Pretty much about 90% of the trailer that you see all happens in the first half hour of the movie, which is excellent because everything from that point on is all new to you. It's new footage, new stuff, new scenes, new action that you've never seen before. The only scene that they put in the trailer, which happens near the end of the movie, is a scene where she actually gets out and she runs up and you see a farmhouse with a big blue light on top of it. That's right near the end of the movie. But other than that one quick scene, you have no idea what happens after about the first 30, 35 minutes of the movie, because all those scenes that you see happen early, early in the movie. So thumbs up to JJ and his team for putting out a trailer that made you want to see the movie, but didn't ruin the movie. As far as the movie goes, the movie was excellent because if you didn't see Cloverfield, it's not necessary to see Cloverfield because this isn't really a direct sequel to Cloverfield, but it is a sequel to Cloverfield. For those of you who don't know, Cloverfield was a movie that came out, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago, where an alien ship crashes into the Statue of Liberty. This giant monster comes out, rampages through New York, and it was done on a camcorder. I really wanted to like the movie, but it gave me a headache. I just couldn't stand it. Kind of like the Blair Witch, all done with a camcorder. And these tourists a view of this invasion of New York. And at the end of the movie, they nuke the monster, and they find the tapes from this guy, and the monster wasn't killed. And then this movie starts off, has nothing to do with Cloverfield at the beginning, not until you get to the end where you realize, wow, what I thought was going on in this movie really wasn't what was going on in this movie. And it makes you change your mind. You flip-flop as you watch it. You're thinking, well, maybe it's this. Well, no, maybe it's that. Well, and then something else happens, and you're back to A again and B. And then when you finally get to the end and it's D, you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. But then you're back to A again because you're thinking, well, you know what? I think A is still true because while he was doing A, he had no idea what was going on with D. So when you get to the end of the movie, everything that you assumed was kind of correct in an abstract sort of way, because I don't want to ruin the movie for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. But 10 Cloverfield, I give it a thumbs up, definitely. If you like those type of drama, horror type of movie, well, it's not really a horror movie, but if you like those type of movies, suspenseful, whodunit, what's going on, with a sci-fi twist type of movies, I recommend Cloverfield Lane all the way. How about you, DJ Styles?
Yes, I would definitely recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's a great mystery movie because throughout the movie, you're constantly guessing, as Uncle Jim pointed out, what's going to happen. You don't really know. You're thinking, well, is he crazy? Maybe she's crazy. And you don't really know what's going on. You're guessing. But then at the end, you'll be able to put all the puzzle pieces together, and then you will figure out what you were actually thinking was actually true. But anyways, I don't know. If I had to rate it and be a movie critic here, I would definitely have to give it. I would give it a B+. It was very well done. The trailer was, which is why I really wasn't so enthused to go and see this movie, because I'm not really into, you know, like, I didn't see the first movie, and I didn't see Cloverfield. I'm not really a fan. But it ended up being better than I thought, and I loved it. I would recommend going to see it if you haven't. And I would definitely recommend buying this when this comes out on Blu-ray, because it was an excellent movie. And the guy from Roseanne played in it, and he did an excellent, excellent job. And, I think it was very well done. And considering its $5.3.7 million budget, they did a pretty good job. And, you know, it kind of reminded me a little bit, I don't know about you, Uncle Jim, but it kind of reminded me a little bit, just a little bit, of War of the Worlds towards the end of the movie, when the aliens start coming out, when they are above the shelter that they were in the whole entire time. But anyways, I'm not going to say anymore, because I don't want to spoil it for you guys. But that's my thoughts on 10 Cloverfield Lane. Do you have any last thoughts, Uncle Jim?
Yeah, John Goodman was absolutely phenomenal in this movie. John Goodman carries this movie on his just outstanding acting chops. You know, he plays a great, crazy psycho man. Or is he? I will leave that up to you to decide. But as the movie goes on, his character changes, and his demeanor changes, and the situation inside the bunker changes. And John Goodman is able to pull this off, even though they're inside a bunker, and there's only really two sets. There's the living room, and then there's like a bedroom-type bunker. So there's only two places where they are. But John Goodman's presence is able to pull that off just phenomenally. So, kudos to John Goodman, and kudos to J.J. Abrams and his team. And I agree with DJ Styles. This is definitely a must-see movie if you haven't seen it. So that's all I have to say. So I'm going to sign off. Thank you for having me on, DJ Styles. I look forward to doing this with you again. And please, guys, if you haven't checked out DJ Styles' new Facebook page, please check it out. She's done a lot of work on it. It looks really good. We've got a lot of new information that she's posting, and very informative. Please comment, like, and share. And I will be back with you guys again on DJ Styles' next show. Rock on, and live long and prosper. Bye, guys.
All right. Thanks, Uncle Jim. Bye-bye. All right, guys, next up we are going to end the show with a few more songs. I have White and Nerdy from his Straight Outta Linwood album, and I have Trash Day and I'll Sue Ya. And the last song that I will be ending the show with, well, that is a surprise, so stay tuned.
I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a wizard minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. collecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me. Board shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes because I'm so wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
Just because I'm wide and nerdy.
All because I'm wide and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm wide and nerdy. I want to bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
All right, guys, that was White and Nerdy, another one of my favorite songs from the Straight Outta Lin 1 album. Anyways, just in case you were wondering, Weird Al is on tour. For more information, visit www.weirdal.com. He will be at the Scotia Cinema and much more. Please check out his website for more information. Also, don't forget to check out my website, www.facebook.com/DJ Styles. Don't forget, that is a microphone in the background with lights, and DJ Styles Rock Out in Fire as my profile picture. I will keep you posted on my next show. And as always, rock on, and may the force be with you. And next up, we have Alsuya and the theme from Rocky, originally from Rocky. And hope you guys all have a great night, and rock on.
all your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if ya even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. Ha 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 ha. I'll sue ya. What y'all think of that? I'll sue ya.
Talk about with my friends.
Like, hey,
I think them rats